The idea of Central American rainforests may conjure up images of lush vegetation, colorful birds, and ancient ruins. But there are people in those forests, too, and in Guatemala's northern Petén region, a population influx over the past 4 decades has led to increasing deforestation and environmental degradation. An organization called ProPetén has been working to promote grassroots conservation in the region, and parts of its program include advocating organic farming methods. As Judith Smelzer first reported earlier this year, ProPetén has taken to the airwaves to get its message out.
The Petén occupies the northern arm of Guatemala, a kind of inland peninsula bordered by Mexico on two sides and Belize on a third. Once home to only 15,000 people, the region now has a population of roughly 500,000 due to a 60s-era government resettlement policy. And over the past 2 years, that population has been hearing a new voice on the region's airwaves. That's Eric Mina, host of Petén's number 2 radio show, Mi Amigo el Agrónomo, or My Friend the Agronomist. When Eric joined the environmental NGO ProPetén as the staff agronomist, he never dreamed he'd end up a radio star. The idea for his show grew out of ProPetén's previous association with a similar program produced by a regional university. A ProPetén study found that people were learning more from that show than from the organization's environmental education programs. And executive director Carlos Souza says ProPetén knew then that it had to get into the radio business.
We realized, you know, if that is happening, so we need to take care more of the informal education through radio programs. We have such a powerful instrument here that we are not taking in account. So that's why we started to promote this program that was specifically talking about organic agriculture or things related to agriculture, traditional agriculture of Petén, interviewing people that was doing this and doing that in a positive way.
Each day, Eric chooses a different theme to discuss on the show and invites listeners to call or write in with their questions. Often, the theme has to do with the program's main focus, organic farming using natural pesticides instead of chemical ones. But Eric says he also chooses topics from the local headlines.
One day we talked about a plant that's destroying some Guatemalan lakes. The people call it the extraterrestrial plant or the killer plant. A lot of people imagine that the plant will eat them when they go bathing in the lake. So we asked the question, can you go into the lake now or will the plant eat you? These simple questions we address are things that rural people may not know.
The show has also touched on topics including domestic violence, forest fire prevention, and veterinary advice. But what makes the program popular is that it examines these heavy topics in an entertaining way.
La número uno, la mera mera.
American anthropologist Liza Grandia is on ProPetén's board of directors.
I think the secret of the radio show is that we don't want to preach to people, that we want to make the show fun. So it's a variety show. There are jokes, there are songs, there are different characters impersonating kind of different rural accents.
There are 5 characters on the show, and Eric does them all. One is a jokester who provides the comic relief. Another is a macho man type who's always skeptical about the agronomist's suggestions, but realizes in the end that they do work. There's plenty of music on the show, too. In fact, Eric says music is one way he connects with the communities in his listening area.
Sometimes we have local people sing, and we put their singing on the air. One of the singing groups is the Tigres del Monte. They do songs that the people can identify with, and they sing about the activities of the people.
Es mi amigo el agrónomo.
That's the Tigres del Montes singing on one of Eric's broadcasts. But through all the fun and games, the show has a very serious message, especially when it comes to the use of pesticides. Again, Liza Grandia.
Chemicals that might even be considered safe within the U.S. context are not safe in a third world context, particularly in a place like Petén, for various reasons. First of all, the products are sometimes of low quality. They're repackaged in the country. They can be sold in leaking bottles. There's no guarantee that the quality that is regulated in the United States is going to be replicated in Guatemala.
Propaten also says farmers often use chemical pesticides without proper protections, like masks and gloves, and that often there's no running water to wash off the residue. So Propaten and my friend the agronomist advocate the use of natural pesticides, like those used by the region's original inhabitants. They say farmers who've tried their recipes have been largely successful in keeping pests away. Liza Grandia says it's hard to gauge the impact of the show, but anecdotal evidence suggests their ideas are catching on. She relates the story of one gentleman she met on a bus.
And he asked me who I worked with, and I said, with Propaten. He'd never heard of it. And I said, have you ever heard of this radio program, My Friend the Agronomist? He said, oh, yes, I was almost losing my fruit orchard, and then I tried one of the recipes that the agronomist suggested, and it saved my fruit orchard. He was thrilled, and the fact that I knew Eric made me almost sort of famous as well.
Bueno, por ahí los han estado sugiriendo, ¿verdad?, que les hablemos un poquito.
It's that kind of story that Propaten likes to hear. But the organization has a long way to go to win over farmers in a country where the so-called Green Revolution of the 1960s and 70s largely replaced traditional farming methods with modern technologies, including pesticides and improved seeds. And of course, those technologies do have their advocates who say modern methods will provide farmers with greater crop yields and more revenue. But Propaten wants to let farmers know that there are alternatives out there, and my friend the agronomist is doing its best to get the word out.
Le comento que el alcanfor es un, bueno, es muy conocido.
For Common Ground, I'm Judith Smelser.
En medicamentos para personas y animales. Pero quizás muchos.
Propaten's executive director, Carlos Sosa, who was heard in this story, passed away unexpectedly in May. Colleagues say he will be fondly remembered for his efforts to preserve Paten's environment and develop its civil society.